This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans. He is Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston from The Athletic. And we got a matchup on Thursday Night Football that should be entertaining. You know, I think there are plenty of fantasy stars who could shine under the primetime lights as Pittsburgh travels to Minnesota, still licking their wounds after giving the Detroit Lions their first victory of the season. So maybe the Vikes are in a bounce back spot here, Fun Buns. But right now, the spread here is actually Minnesota minus three. I think I have it wrong in the script. I wrote Pittsburgh minus three. It's Minnesota minus three with a total of 43. Do you feel that the Vikings are going to fall on the battle axe again, or are they going to snap back and fight off these pesky Steelers? Give me your game score prediction.
Ooh,
my man.
Gosh. Let's go 27 to 26. I think it's a good game. I think these guys are similar. I think they're not as good as they think they are, but yet they somehow sometimes find ways to win. They're the reflection of each other from each different league here.
Yeah.
So, and you know, wanting to be a good defensive team but not actually being one. So I will say Minnesota. I'll give the home team the advantage here. I say that Minnesota gets the victory in this one by 1 point.
Yeah, you know what? I'm feeling you on that, and I'm feeling it on the over as well. I'm going to say 23 to 22. So I'm at 45. So I'm over on the 43. You're way over. You're at 53. You think this game's got a lot of pew 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 shootout appeal, and it might, because defensively, both these D's are rather sieve-like in every single facet, whether defending the run or the pass. Yeah, I'm with you. Minnesota always plays these games nice and snug, don't they? They don't blow people out. It doesn't. They always play up or down to their level of competition. So this is going to come down.
And that's kind of, like I said, kind of Pittsburgh too. That's kind of their MO as well. So, should be. I like it. We both are predicting a 1 point game. So at least that'll keep it entertaining if that turns out to be the case.
Yeah, hopefully so, because these primetime games have royally sucked for the most part. So we need one that defies expectations. With that, let's get to it and spin another edition of the Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, Brandon, you are on the over at 53. I am on the over, a little bit lower number at 45. So we think there is going to be some scoring, which means there's probably going to be a lot of passing as well and successful connections. So tell me who's got the best chance to hit the over on their pass yards prop. Pulled all these from DraftKings. Ben Roethlisberger, 257.5, or Captain Kirk at 254.5. Who do you side with?
I will go with Captain Kirk. I honestly think both of these quarterbacks have a chance to go over, and if I was having to hedge one way or the other, I would bet on both of them going over.
But I would too.
Cousins has more yards on the season. Maybe the matchup is a little tougher, but Steelers have not been great against the pass either, and the Vikings have been fairly generous as well. But you got Justin Jefferson. I think you got, whether it's Dalvin Cook or Alexander Mattison, you got a good option out of the backfield. Tyler Conklin will step up, and KJ Osborne will step up as well. I don't think the yardage total impact is going to be that huge with Adam Thielen gone. So I'll take Cousins as the more likely of the two.
Yeah, Cousins gets my vote, but I'm with you. I think both go over. I've got Roethlisberger 261. I've got Captain Kirk right around 268 in this game. So I think he's got the most comfort of going over this proposed total. He's number five at completed air yards. And he's gone over this number in seven games this season, three of his last four. And look at the Steelers. They are giving up 252 pass yards per game, 7.56 pass yards per attempt. All right, let's do a little head-to-head here. Let's focus more on Cousins. You and I both agree that Roethlisberger is worth the stream in this bye-heavy week. Miami, New England, Philadelphia, and Indianapolis out. So, you know, you're a Wentz guy, if you're a Jalen Hurts supporter and you're still looking for, you know, a backup option to throw in there, I think he's somebody worth a 1 week plug and play. But Cousins, more universally rostered. So tell me you'd rather have this week, Kirk Cousins or Joe Burrow and that busted up pinky going up against San Francisco?
Oh, I have Joe Burrow one spot ahead of Kirk Cousins right now. It's interesting, though. If I hear reports that Joe Burrow's looking a little iffy throwing the ball this week, I might move that. But they're tight in my rankings for sure.
I have Cousins one spot ahead of Joe Burrow. What about Kirk Cousins or Cam Newton off the bye week after a week removed from just laying a deuce dropping one on the field. He gets Atlanta.
I put Cam Newton at 15 this week. I have Cousins a couple spots ahead of him, so I'm going Kirk Cousins.
I've got Cam Newton just ahead of Kirk Cousins. Last one. Speaking of damaged digits, Taysom Hill or Kirk Cousins?
I have Taysom Hill all the way at number 8 this week.
Atta boy.
Cousins at 13. I have Taysom Hill ahead of Tom Brady.
Oh, really? I do not go that far, especially with Tre'Davious White out. Tom Brady will carve him up. I've got Taysom at 10. So I'm good to hear, though, that you're bullish on Taysom Hill. Chances are, on the SiriusXM show on Friday, there may be a plethora of props around Mr. Taysom Hill.
Number 4.
All right, moving on with the quarterbacks put to bed. Let's focus on one of the wide receivers. Ben Roethlisberger hopefully is going to be chucking to this guy. At least early and often, because I already have a ticket on the over on this number. It's 51.5 receiving yards for Chase Claypool. Brandy's averaging close to 17 yards per catch. He's been over this number in 3 consecutive games. And I'll even mix in, I think he scores for only the second time this season. It has been a downtrodden year, a really disappointing one for Claypool. True sophomore slump, but this matchup is outstanding. Going to see a lot of Patrick Peterson in coverage, who is a shell of what he used to be, giving up just over a 109 passer rating to his assignments and close to a 65% catch rate. So we get a cannonball splash of the old Claypool with me, my man, and take the over on 51.5.
Yeah, he was over 2 catches last week. And, you know, Vikings second most fantasy points allowed to the wide receiver position. It's weird, the touchdowns going from 11 as a rookie to 1, you know, through week 13 in his sophomore campaign. But, yeah, he should get to 53 yards, 52 yards, 93 and 82 yards the weeks before that. And, I just don't see a whole lot of headwind for him to get to that yardage total. I don't know about the touchdown. It's been weird. He should be like Mike Evans, you know, power forwarding his way into the end zone, but hasn't been the case this year. But the yardage should be all right.
Yeah, and look, Minnesota has allowed 15 wide receiver touchdowns this season. So, again, maybe gets off the schneid. He's the king of the air yards, number 17 in air yards percentage among eligible wide receivers. All right, for fantasy purposes, would you go Van Jefferson in Arizona or Claypool?
I actually have Claypool 2 spots ahead of Van Jefferson.
I have Van. He's my man. 1 spot ahead of Chase Claypool. What about Chase Claypool or Darnell Mooney with Justin Fields back at the controls?
Darnell Mooney is 1 spot ahead of Claypool at the moment.
Darnell Mooney is 1 spot behind Chase Claypool at the moment for yours truly. Last one, Chase Claypool or Brandon Ayuk off a disappointing week 13.
Yeah, I have Ayuk 4 spots behind Claypool at the moment.
And I have Ayuk 2 spots ahead.
Wow. Rebound, huh?
Yeah, I believe, man. I believe.
Well, it is the season to believe.
Yes, and I believe the Bears will somehow win out and make the playoffs. That's obviously not happening.
Number 3.
All right, let's move on and work in another name, and this is a marquee attraction. How about Justin Jefferson? The line, it is robust here, Fun Buns. 92.5 receiving yards, but you're not scared, are you?
I am not scared because we're both taking the over on 257.5 for Kirk Cousins passing yards. He doesn't get there if Justin Jefferson doesn't get over 91.5. I mean, Justin Jefferson the last 4 weeks, 143, 169, 83, and 182. I think I said this on the SiriusXM show. He is a Jonathan Taylor wide receiver, so we have to accept triple digits as being, you know, the fair kind of like set the market on him when you go into a game. So actually think 91, you're getting a little bit of a bonus there. So, cause I think it should be more like right around 100. And so, yeah, I'll take the over on this.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the over as well. This is not something I'm going to bet, to be honest with you. That seems a little wild to me that, this number is this high, but I mean, you just laid out the case. The evidence is there. I mean, the guy's balling out. He's the most valuable wide receiver in fantasy the last 5 weeks. It's hard for me to get there, but 9 guys have done this, this season against this secondary. So, you know, he certainly could add his name to the list, but again, team raisins for me. Brandon is all team huevos with Justin Jefferson.
number two.
All right, next up, how about Diontae Johnson? You know, from one star wide receiver for the Vikings to Pittsburgh's answer. Diontae, here's the number, 80.5 receiving yards. You and I talked about this yesterday live on air when it populated on the SiriusXM show, and you pushed me off the ledge. And
yeah.
I decided to take the plunge, and I bet the over. And on top of that, Brandon, 6.5 receptions is a line that came out. I took the over on that, too.
Oh, Jesus, I read that. Yeah, I read the receptions off to you. Last four games, he's been 7, 7, 9, 8. And, yeah, you came to Jesus on Diontae Johnson.
On the 80.5, I did, yep.
Yeah, I'm smashing the over. I might actually, you know, we throw this out on our SiriusXM show. I might be calling, reaching up to the sky, calling the god of the sledgehammer on this one, because I think he's definitely going to get there. I actually have him ranked as my number four wide receiver this week.
I have got him at wide receiver 6, and just for comparison, I have Justin Jefferson at wide receiver 3.
Yeah, I think I have Jefferson at 2. So
I go Cup, Davante Adams, and then Jefferson. So, okay. Well, but regardless, it's must-start material.
It's first world, top-shelf problems here.
Well, do me a favor. If you call for a little friend, the sledgehammer, just hose her down before handing it to me.
Okay.
It's much obliged.
Try to clean up. Yes.
Number one.
All right, last one, top of the list. Let's work in some Najee Harris. Maybe you're putting together a showdown lineup. Maybe it's a two-gamer DFS lineup. Are you willing to invest in Najee Harris? Here is the proposed line at DraftKings Sportsbook, a combined rush receive yards. It opened at 105.5. Actually, we know it was 107.5, came down to 105.5, and has now come all the way down to 101.5. And actually, just now checking it, it's gone back up. It's 102.5. So, regardless, whether it's 101.5, 102.5 on total yards for Najee, are you willing to go over or under?
I think I'll go over. And I like it's indoors, Minnesota, kind of, they've been fairly generous. They've been, you know, top 12 most generous in fantasy, the running back position. But, you know, the last couple weeks before week 13, Najee didn't have the volume that we'd seen, but he's been kind of mediocre in terms of the metrics all year long. But what's always pushed the case for him has been the volume. And then last week, you get him back to 26 touches. I think he's back in the 20s again in this one against Minnesota, and that's all he needs. He just needs to get, you know, needs to get those 5 catches in the passing game and the 20 carries on the ground, and one way or the other, he'll get to the century mark and think he'll just maybe go click over this.
Yeah, I mean, 107, as you said last week, he has been under in 4 of his last 5, but it looks like he's got his game back. It's Minnesota, the purple people greeters. That's what
he's
are.
Been under 3 of his last 5.
Oh, so. 3 of his last 5. Okay, well, I must have miscalculated because I did not graduate from rudimentary math in elementary school. But
maybe because it started out at 107.5 and he had 107 last week.
That's why. So, yeah.
There you go.
That's the reason why I miscalculated. But you look at the Vikes, 10th most fantasy points allowed at the running back position, 4.46 yards per carry, 101 just rush yards per game they've given up to the running back position, and 5 guys have gone over this proposed total. Where'd you rank Najee this week? You got him top 10?
Oh, hold on. Yeah, I do have him top 10, and I actually have him, I believe, I have him at number 6.
Oh, goodness gracious. And again, there
are
it is.
We, are we in symbiosis here?
Kumbaya, hand in hand. Brandon, once again, copying off my paper at RB6. That's exactly where I have Najee Harris. All right, let's get some quick thoughts here before we get out of here on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track podcast. Pick your poison at tight end, Tyler Conklin or Pat Freiermuth. Who has a better fantasy night?
You know, the Vikings have been pretty good against the tight end position. Conklin stepped up with Adam Thielen out, the career, season high, 9 targets. So I'm leaning ever so slightly Conklin in this one. I think I'm trying to get my rankings up here because I think I have him back to back. I do. So Conklin and then Freiermuth back to back on my rankings.
Yeah, and I've got the exact same layout as you do. You get Anthony Barr back is what it's sounding like for Minnesota. So that should really help them out in pass coverage and especially across the middle of the field. I'm with you. Give me Tyler Conklin over Pat Freiermuth. What about Alexander Mattison projections? This is assuming that Dalvin Cook is unavailable. He did get a limited session practice-wise in on Tuesday, Brandon, but it seems unlikely he is going to play. So if it's all Mattison all day, give me a fearless forecast.
Yeah, I actually have him ranked in the top 3 this week at the running back position. It's hard not to, right? Like, it's...
Yep.
it's like Najee, but with a better offensive line, a better kind of, you know, the DNA for the running back with Minnesota. They do a really good job of, you know, getting those numbers going. So, yeah, I think it's another it's probably another somewhere between 90 to 100 rushing yards. And he's been, as the main guy, he's been a 30 to 50 receiving yard kind of guy. So let's call it 130 yards from scrimmage. That's why I got him, you know, hyped up way up there into the top of my rankings.
I think you're underselling him. The way that the Steelers have performed defensively, I mean, they're inside, I believe, the top seven in most fantasy points allowed over the last 5 weeks, the running back position. They've just come unraveled. The bolts have come flying off the old steel curtain. That's why we've been calling them the soft curtain. So I think it's a buck 45 in total yardage, and I think he finds the end zone as well. I also have him at RB3. The only guys I have ahead of him are Austin Eckler and Antonio Gibson. That's it.
Yeah, what are you doing with Kamara this week? He's going against
the Jets.
I got him down.
There's no guarantee he's going to play yet.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. But if he does play, it's the Jets. If he plays, do you put him ahead of Najee Harris?
No.
Really?
Yeah, he will probably be one spot behind Najee, which is currently being held by Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you are a big Leonard Fournette guy, which I get. Leonard Fournette's been showing out, so.
Yeah. He's a grower and a shower, Brandon. Put some respect on that man's name. All right, what about K.J. Osborne, one of the hottest waiver wire pickups out there? Interestingly, his player prop on DraftKings opened at 34.5. Your boy sounded the prop alert alarm, and immediately people pounced on it and drove the line up to 42.5. That's what it's at right now at DraftKings. So it's a 8-yard differential from where it opened. Would you still take the over on the 42.5?
Yeah, I love that 30s number, but yeah, absolutely. He's been over this, what, 4 times? And that was basically all those times where he was a wide receiver 3 for the team, and now he's the clear wide receiver 2. 47 yards last week, Dylan went out, 7 targets. And yeah, I think he's probably, again, we got Cousins projected nicely for almost 260 yards. So if he gets there, it's Justin Jefferson getting 100 and KJ Osborne at least getting 50.
Well, let's do a head-to-head, KJ Osborne or Odell Beckham against Arizona.
I have Odell Beckham a spot ahead, I believe. I'm looking right now.
Of course you do. So do I. I have Odell Beckham 1 spot ahead of KJ Osborne. Where do you got Osborne ranked in terms of
I have Osborne 33. I have Odell Beckham 32.
Okay, well, we're a little bit different there. I've got Beckham at 30 and Osborne at 31. What about KJ Osborne or Brandon Cooks taking on your Hawks?
Yeah, I got Cooks a couple spots ahead of both Osborne, and I got Cooks about 5 spots ahead of these guys.
Yeah, me too. Last one, KJ Osborne, another hot waiver wire ad, Russell Gage in Carolina.
Goes Beckham, Osborne, Gage is my rankings order.
Yeah, I've got Osborne 2 spots ahead of Russell Gage this week. By the way, if you want an anytime touchdown prop on him at FanDuel, +290. Ooh, that's sexy for KJ Osborne. And with that, that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Funson on Twitter at Brandon Funson. Follow me there at Noisy Cuevas. Drop us a rating and a review, which it kindly helps out our show tremendously. And until next time, adios, amigos!